Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you so much for joining me on our show today. Oh, the weather has just been really interesting here in our neck of the woods. And I like the rain, though. I really do. I like rain. I think it's beautiful. It's refreshing. I love the sound of rain. And I love sunshine, too. But in our area, you know, it's so beautiful for quite a few days, and then all of a sudden it turned chilly, a little chilly. But then again, I like cool weather too, so I think I kind of like it all. But I just want to say welcome to the show. And I say it all the time. I really do. I say it every week, and I will continue to say it. To all my faithful listeners, thank you so much for your encouragement. I say it all the time. I just love, love, love you, love you. Thank you. And for those who may be new to the show today, welcome, welcome. Listen, if you have a question or a comment and you want to call in, just dial 215-383-3872. If you choose option one, you will be placed into the queue for questions. You'll be placed in the queue for questions. Well, listen, I'm going to dive right into the show today and co-host Dr. Lake. You know, it's always a pleasure for us to have Dr. Lake on the show, but he will not be on the show today. And I'm going to share with you why he won't be on the show. And I'm going to speak to a few things today, so stay tuned. I'm going to share with you why Dr. Lake isn't joining us today. And I want you to do something special for me when I come back right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Well, everyone, I want to say again, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Dr. Lake is not on the show with me today. As most of you know, he does quite a bit of mediation, and from time to time, he has emergency things that come up that he has to deal with. Well, that is the case today, and I'm going to share with you why he's not with us joining me on the show today. Some of you may have heard, you know, there's quite a bit that's going on around the country. There's been a lot of killing, a lot of violence, things is happening that, you know, you wonder why. In fact, I shared with you last week an incident that took place, and some of you may already know the results of what happened. If you missed that, just go and to our archive shows if you missed that episode. But as you know, the alleged killer that we were talking about on last week, they did find him, caught up with him, but he took his life. And it's just so, so sad and so senseless. Well, Dr. Lake is dealing with a family that has been struck with tragedy. It's not one of the families that we've talked about on the show, but it is a family that has been in the news quite a bit lately, and he's working with the family to try to bring some peace and healing, and they had an emergency. They really needed him because some of the family is not dealing very well with the tragedy that has taken place, and so Dr. Lake is being very instrumental in helping that family to try to get through this tragedy. So I mentioned when we left that I wanted you to do something really special for me. For those of you who believe in a higher power and you believe in meditation, you believe in prayer, I'm just asking you if you will please keep this family and the children in your prayers. Just a sad, senseless situation. Just keep them in your prayers. And also keep Dr. Lake in your prayers and your thoughts. And, you know, that the words, that he will have the right words to use, that he will be able to be instrumental to this family. And when he comes back, he may talk a little bit more about it to you, but please keep them in your prayers. And I want to talk about a couple things today. And I'm going to say it, I mean, I've said it before, I've songs in regards to this before, but, you know, even though people don't always believe that, you know, they're special, that they're beautiful, that they have a special purpose in this world, you do, and you're beautiful. Everyone has a beautiful soul when you're born into this world, but sometimes situations and circumstances can change that and turn that into something not so good. So I'm going to share a few things with you today that I think is very important that we remember. And these are serious questions that you need to ask about the health of your family relationships. And it may not just be your family relationships. It could be your friend, somebody that you hold very dear in your life. Because I'm telling you, in the society that we're living in, people are becoming more and more selfish, more and more to themselves with social media, with phones, and being able to text, and you can do pretty much everything on your phone these days. There's not a lot of relationship, human connection. And, you know, back in the day, before the cell phones, before, you had to really communicate with people face-to-face. You had, and you started to, in lots of instances, bond. And you care for people. You care for their well-being. That seems to be changing now. So I am going to go through a few questions that I want you, my listeners, to think about. The first one is, does every single member of your family feel valued? Every single member. And I'm asking that question because from time to time, people fall through the cracks. We think, oh, they're doing fine. They have a great job. They have friends around them. They go out. They do things. And you think that people are fine, and sometimes people are not okay. And they go and do senseless things because nobody thought to check in on the family member to see if they feel valued. And you may be wondering, well, or saying, I don't know how to make a person feel valued. Why do I have to be responsible for making someone feel valued? And I'm going to say, one of the reasons that we need to make sure that our family feel valued is because, one, it's family. And we're supposed to be part of a human race that cares about each other. And sometimes when someone doesn't feel cared about, when they don't have time to share with somebody how they're feeling, what they're going through, violence happens. It happens. And this particular case that has been in the news was just absolutely senseless. A beautiful woman is no longer here. A beautiful child is no longer here because someone that she was in a relationship with at one point, was unhappy because she wouldn't get back with him, and took it upon himself to end her life and accidentally ended the life of a child as well that wasn't his or her child. Senseless. So I'm sharing with you things, questions that we need to start asking in regards to the health of your family and your friend relationships. Does every single member of your family feel valued? How do you make people feel valued? Well, one thing you can do is call on a regular basis. Say, you know what, I'm thinking about you. How are you doing? How are things going with you? Are you okay? Praise them in front of other people. Visit. Find a reason to go by. Hey, you know, I'm in your neighborhood. Have something I want to give you. And when you call, ask, is it a good time to talk? If you sense something is wrong, go with your first intuition, your gut feeling, and make an excuse to go by or call. Talking to people, your family, your loved ones, and sometimes I'm guilty of this. I am. I really am. Try not to multitask while you're on the phone. People can tell. And I know some of you who are listening to me, some of my friends and family who are listening to me, you're like, yeah, she does. She multitasks lots of times. But try not to multitask while you're on the phone with someone, because they can tell. You can send thank you notes. You don't have to play on your cell phone when you're around people, when you're talking to them. You can give them a hug and say, you know what, oh, I just wanted to give you a hug, or a wonderful smile. Tell them they've done a good job. Ask their advice about something. Ask about their family. These are just simple things that you can do to make people feel valued. Ask them, hey, you know what, you and I have known each other for a long time, and I've never asked you this. What are some of your dreams? Ask them about their dreams. What are some things they'd love to do? Help them celebrate successes that they've had in their life. That's how you can make people feel valued. And you know what? If you're still stuck or you still want other ways, guess what? There's what we have now in this generation, the internet. It has wonderful ways, wonderful ideas. You can even use your phone to find ways to make people feel valued. My next question that is a very serious question that we need to be asking within our families and with our friends. Can they trust you with anything? Can they trust you with their deepest secrets? Are you a trustworthy person? The next question, do you care about the small things in their life? The small little details, things that other people don't care about or don't think about. The next question I think we need to start asking, do you make it easy and safe for a person to say to you, I'm sorry, or I was wrong? Or will you be the type of person, if someone comes to you and say, you know what, I'm so sorry, I was wrong for what I did. Are you the type of person that say, well, I told you so? Or are you the type of person that beats them up for it and rehashes it over and over and over and over again? Or do you make them pay for it when they apologize? That's a cruel thing to do to anybody. When they apologize or they get up enough courage to say, I'm sorry, and for you to say something silly like, well, I don't feel like accepting your apology. That is just so cruel and wrong to do. And I'm sharing these things because it appears that a lot of the violence and things that are going on in our society has a lot to do with anger, feelings of rejection, people not feeling value, not feeling cared for, not feeling loved. And I'm not saying that that's a reason or an excuse for anybody to do anything senseless, like taking the life of someone else. It's never an excuse. But I think we all could do a better job of making the members in our families and our friends feel better and start asking these extremely serious questions. The next question Do you lift up or do you put down your family members and your friends in public? You know, I remember when I was younger, I was at a program, and one of my friends, well, it was a classmate, was walking and saying something, and all of a sudden, his mother just turned around and just smacked him in the face in front of everybody. And I remember as a child, I was humiliated. And it didn't happen to me. It happened to someone else. But I was absolutely humiliated and distraught. I was frustrated. I was angry. I was mad at the parent for doing it. Because even if it's a child, I understood that there are just certain things you don't do in public. You don't embarrass your loved ones in public, fuss and scream in public, especially children. There's a time and place for everything. Do you lift them up or put your family down in public? Do you nurture and support their passions? Do you even know their passions? Do you know the passions of your friends, your family? Do you know what really drives them? Do you know? If they were to come to you with a problem, even something that they're embarrassed about, would they find that you are a great listener, or do you give them a lecture to make them feel even worse? It's hard these days to find a good listener. Have you noticed that? It's not easy to find somebody who will listen and really listen. My father, oh my goodness, one of the things I loved about going to my father, he's just a great listener. Great listener. And he had this skill of not trying to get his point across, but would actively listen to what you're saying. And you knew he was listening. And if you wanted his opinion or his advice, he would give it to you. And it was wise wisdom. It's not always easy finding wise wisdom. But are you a good listener? Do you hold old mistakes over their heads? Something that happened 10, 50 years ago, you're still holding them responsible. Now, there's a difference between holding somebody responsible for something that happened 10 years ago and you still feeling the pain of it. People still feel the pain of things that have happened years and years ago. And lots of times people don't deal with those pains and it causes a domino effect of issues. But do you hold, if someone has apologized to you, do you still hold them guilty and hold those mistakes over their heads? And again, these are serious questions that we need to ask about our families and our friends because people are distraught, depressed. There's a lot happening in our society today, and I do believe that it has a lot to do with the fact that we do not take the time to listen. We don't take the time to find out how people are doing because we are so involved in so many things. We're so involved with Facebook, so involved with social media, television, our phones, our jobs, our cars, our material possessions, ourselves, that we don't take the time to check on the health of the people that we say we love and that we care for. We just aren't doing it. And when we come back from this short break, I'm going to share a few more serious. They're just not serious. They're extremely serious questions that we need to ask in regards to the health of our family and our friends and our relationships right here. I'll be right back. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah. We were all created to be great. Because we were created in the image of greatness. You say you're sick and tired of life with no progress. Your dreams have been retired, cause they bring no success. So you throw in the towel and just settle for less. seems you're lacking the power, thus you live with regret. But you can't stop now, maybe just redirect what you're fighting for to beyond worldly success. I'm talking world change that makes more than just sense. We all have a lane, but for others we clinch. Know you better than you, don't listen to the haters and then doubt the truth. You were made to be great.
That's right.
Act a doctor, rapper, president, or pastor, father, mother, student, anything but a loser. Keep running the race,
keep running.
Don't slow up your pace.
No, sir.
Yeah, you see them speeding, but they can't take your place. So when you hit your knees, praying to God, please help me reflect your son. And then it's all we sing. Passion burns in my heart, skills I'm ready to flex. No journey too hard, cause I'm here to reflect. Take a look in my eyes, you may see some regret. That's just purpose in God. Go ahead, watch me reflect. Hey, watch me reflect. Hey, watch me reflect. I feel your eyes on me. Go ahead, watch me reflect. Hey, watch me reflect.
What's going on, people? It's your boy Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me right here on the Marketing Pulpit. That's right. Right here on the Marketing Pulpit. I'm always delighted and thankful that you take time out of your day to spend with me. But listen, we've been talking about some extremely serious questions that you need to ask in regards to the health of your family, your friends, and your relationships. And I am going to continue on, and I may not get through all of these today, but we are going to go through these because I think they're very important. The next one is, do you point out their strengths and their talents? You know, a lot of these questions, I know you're not saying yes, I do to all of them. I know you're not. And if you're not, it's okay, but these are things that we need to start doing with our family. Do you point out their strengths? Hey, you know what? I think you're so great at communicating with people. You're so good with your hands, and I just wanted to let you know that I am so impressed with that. You know, I didn't know that you were able to play like that, your musical skills. You know, I didn't know that you were able to negotiate and strategize like you do. You're so organized. You're so good with children. You know, you are really, really a good friend. Do you point out their strengths and their talents? When was the last time you pointed out the strengths and talents of one of your family? And I'm not speaking of just one person in your family. I'm speaking of every single member of your family. Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that they're being taken care of in this way? Are you encouraging them to be the best they can be? Or are you controlling and possessive? Everything has to be done your way, on your timetable, when you say it has to be done. If it's not your way, then it's the wrong way. Or are you the type of person that compromises and enables a person to just be the best they can be by saying wonderful, caring things to them? And here's one that I think we need to make sure that we encourage our members if necessary. Do you let them know it's okay to cry? Or are you always telling them, hey, you should smile all the time, whether it's fake or not? Sometimes people think it's wrong, or they're embarrassed, or they feel weak to cry. Crying is a natural human thing that we do, cry sometimes. Do you share with family members, every single family member, that when they encounter issues that they just don't understand and can't do anything about, that there is a higher power that they can turn to? Do you support them in their struggles? if a friend or family says, you know, I'm struggling, I need you to encourage me, can you call and encourage me sometimes? Or you know they need encouragement, are you doing it? Have you ever, whether you knowingly or unknowingly, labeled a family member? What do I mean by labeling a family member? Like, oh, she's a procrastinator. You know, that's the messy one right there. Oh, he's so bossy. That's the black sheep of the family, or that's a rebel. Do you label the people that are in your family? And if you're going to label them, it'd be nice to give them a nice label. Oh, she's the friendly one. Are your labels accurate? You know, sometimes people, their self-esteem is so low because family, moms, dads, sisters, brothers have labeled them, and their self-esteem is so low. And when things start happening that typically you can handle, because their self-esteem is so low, they have a low complex about themselves, and other things start happening that they should be able to handle, they can't handle them, and people snap and lose their minds. And that's why I'm asking these questions, because you never know what family member, what friend may be on the verge of snapping because we haven't taken the time to ask these questions of ourselves. Do you hoard good information that you could be sharing with your family and friends? Do you hoard? What do I mean by that? For instance, you may know of an awesome, awesome cell somewhere that could benefit your family, and you don't tell anybody. You know of some great opportunities, a great job that may be available, and you just don't tell anybody. You see something or hear something in the news or see something, somebody shared some information with you, and you could really share the information and it could benefit somebody, but you don't. Are you a hoarder of information, good information? Are you manipulative? Do you use manipulation as a tool to get what you want? I'm telling you, these are some powerful things. And you know, typically deep down in your heart, people know when they're manipulating. Manipulating people to get what you want. Telling little white lies, as people call them, to get what you want. Do you behave in such a way that makes people not want to be around you? And you wonder why nobody wants to come and see you, why nobody wants to visit? Do you behave in such a way that makes people not want to? Meaning, if someone comes to visit you, you got all kind of negative stuff to say. Instead of being positive, it's okay to give, you know, good criticism. It's okay to give positive critiquing, do positive critiquing. And typically, if you're going to critique somebody in a positive way, lots of times you have a really good solution to help them to come whatever it is that you're critiquing. Are you needy? Are you so needy that it stunts the growth of your family? You're so needy they can't take care of the needs of them, of take care of their own needs. You're always needing money. You're always needing their time. You're always needy. And because you're so needy, they can't take care of their own needs, and it stunts their growth. Do you allow your family members to be creative, even if it looks silly? Do they feel loved as much as you tell them they are? Do you know their love language? Are you speaking it? Have you asked if they feel loved? I ask my family, do you know I love you? Do you know I do? Do you feel that I do? Do you make excuses for your ill behavior? I did it because I love you. That's just my personality. Are you a true friend? When you make mistakes, do you admit, you know what, I was wrong, I'm so sorry. Do you admit your own mistakes, or do you walk away as if nothing happened? Are you aware of how deeply
You can leave scars or inspire strength in your family. Sometimes scars don't always heal. Do you leave scars or do you leave people feeling inspired? I just wanted to ask these questions. I got these questions from The Journal, a beautiful periodical, and I thought this went very well with the things that are going on in society today. And you know what? We can do our part in making sure that our family feels valued and loved and cared for. And just maybe, we can prevent someone from taking their life, taking the life of someone else, by making them feel so loved and so valued and so needed. I want to thank you for taking time to listen to me today here on our show. And, you know, I want you to know I love you. I love all of you who take time to listen. I value you. I appreciate you. And I want to thank you so much for your support and for listening to us today right here on our show. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful day.